Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
5, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is Monday afternoon. Nice job there. Sarah Huffman does some great reports for us, as you probably have figured out. And I want to be the first one to offer her my tickets for the... what was the name of the new roller coaster? The rearrange your kidneys coming out your mouth thing? I mean, they had something a little bit. It wasn't quite that long, but I don't do coasters. I'm just telling you right now. The only coaster I want is under a beverage, period, end of story. But I got a sneaking suspicion Sarah Huffman would probably go. So every time they do something out there at King's Dominion, I get an invite, right? Hey, would you like to do this? Would you like to do that? No. No, I would not. And it's not that you've done anything wrong. It's that I want all of my internal organs to remain inside my body. I just don't do those things. But I'm thinking here. I'm putting my my head together with anybody else who's sticking their head into the conversation. Germ, Charles Pyle, Sarah Huffman. Yeah, well, let's do that. Germ, I'll let you know when I get the email, because I will get an email, I guarantee you, from the fine people at King's Dominion saying, hey, we want you to come out for Media Day or some other stuff like that. And we'll give that opportunity to Sarah so she can do an actual report while she is riding the roller coaster. I think that is a good, good thing to do. Yeah, I do. I think that'll be great. Carl Carlson's coming up in just about a half an hour. I'm going to talk a little bit about the world where we are. I mean, the economic world where we are. How are you situated right now? Could you tomorrow say to your boss, yeah, I don't want to do that? Or say to your employer, hey, I've decided to go open a hot dog stand or an ice cream shop, so I'm out of here. Have fun. Because that's what we're talking about when we say retirement. I know everybody associates it with a number. Oh, you have to be this many years old to retire. No, no, you don't. You need to be this many dollars before you can say, okay, that's it, I'm done. That's retirement. That's financial independence, financial freedom. So Carl's going to be along at 4:35. We got my buddy Tom Leonard is going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Well, I want to get a handle on inflation, and we're getting into the holidays, right? A couple of days away from Halloween. So what does that say to most people? Well, here's what it says to Heidi. To Heidi, it means that she's now ready to start putting up Christmas decorations. I feel so bad for those pilgrims. You know, pilgrims came here, set everything up, Plymouth Rock, blah, blah, blah. Nope. Not in our house, man. You got like, there's a turkey and a pilgrim in one corner, and the rest of it, it is just like Martha Stewart exploded all over the place with all of the Christmas stuff. So what's going to be happening, though? Are we going to be in a good situation for Thanksgiving? Are there going to be enough turkeys? Remember, that was a thing one year? Where are we going to be economically? So anyway, Tom Leonard should be dropping by in the 5 o'clock hour. I got so much that I want to share with you in terms of audio. I'm not quite sure where to start, so Jeremy was kind enough to put together a fantastic list. And so let's just run it down, Jerm. Let us start. This is CNN. CNN, which seems hell-bent for leather to become MSNBC. But J.D. Vance was on there. And let me tell you something. Vance swings for the bleachers every single time he steps to the plate. And thus far, he hasn't missed on any of them. There hasn't been a single whiff on the part of J.D. Vance. Cut number one.
Now, Jake, we also have to remember, I mean, step back a little bit. Well, ask yourself a basic question about network integrity. You guys talked about the Russia hoax nonstop.
The FBI was investigating it.
And so you took the words of unnamed FBI agents and put them on your network as if they were the gospel truth. You did it again and again. A viewer of your network would have believed that Donald Trump and Vladimir Putin conspired in 2016.
No.
That was totally and preposterously false.
No.
Well, that's
what you just said.
Yeah, they would have.
We covered an FBI investigation. I don't know why you want to talk about the FBI investigation.
You covered it in a way that gave credence to anonymous sources' accusations.
Yep.
You did it yourself. Your network did it, Jake.
Hit him again.
But
there's
again,
a left.
Can we talk about
right.
the issues that Americans care
about? I'm talking about things that Donald Trump has said.
Yes.
If you have an issue with whether or not he's talking about the economy enough, that's between you and your running mate. I'm talking about things he has said this week.
Every single rally that he does, he talks about how he wants to unleash American energy so we can lower the cost of groceries. He talks about the fact that housing has become unaffordable. He talks about the wide open border, Jake. Kamala Harris and her allies, you know, it's interesting. Kamala Harris and her media allies, and I would put CNN in this category. You guys seem to care. Well, they should watch your network more, because you guys seem to care more about Donald Trump's past than the future of the American people. Oh. We're running this campaign on making the American dream.
I'm specifically
affordable.
Asking about how Donald Trump is going to be president in the future should he win, and then we're being told
he's going to pursue economic policies that lower the cost of groceries and make life more affordable again. He talks about it every single day on the campaign trail, and so do I. What you're talking about is an anonymously sourced story, or one guy
nothing anonymously sourced,
or who one guy who is a disgruntled employee.
I told you,
five other people pushed back against him and said that what he said was dishonest. So why don't we talk about the policy that's affecting American citizens and not what Donald Trump allegedly said, according to one guy who's pissed off because he got fired by Donald Trump?
Bam! Oh God, I love this guy. I think, I'm not entirely sure because I don't know all the details, but I think I might be involved in a bromance with J.D. Vance. I mean, I got to check what the actual rules are because I think you got to check some boxes and what have you. But I identify as a guy who just loves the living crap out of J.D. Vance. I think he's great. And part of the greatness of J.D. Vance is watching a weasel like Jake Tapper find himself on the verge of tears. I'm telling you, one more whack by J.D. Vance, and Jake Tapper was just going to lose it all over the place. Oh, he was going to be weeping from his eyes or lower down on his body. I don't know, but he was not going to be in a good position. Good for J.D. Vance. Good for America. Somebody's got to hold these clowns accountable. This collection of legacy news media hacks and just interminable ass clowns need to be held accountable. There's nobody falling for your crap anymore. Now, you can sit around with the other purveyors of garbage, the other pablum pukers, and tell yourself how great you are and talk about Hitler and democracy and all this other nonsense you've dreamt up. But you know what? When the rubber hits the road, here's what happens. All the rest of us are trying to figure out how we are paying for gasoline and paying for groceries. Period. End of story. Hey, how about all the other great events at Madison Square Garden? I just have to ask, since apparently any sellout of the Garden is reminiscent of the Nazis, how about all the times that Bruno Sammartino sold out Madison Square Garden? Bruno Sammartino, the greatest wrestling champion in the history of the World Wide Wrestling Federation, had more sellouts of Madison Square Garden than any other human being. It's true. Oh, yeah, he beat the Nazis as well, just FYI. Was that a Nazi rally? Because a huge contingent of Bruno Sammartino's fans and supporters were first or second generation folks who fled from the Nazis, who fought back against the Nazis. How about the sellouts for basketball games? How about the sellouts at Madison Square Garden for boxing events? How about Taylor Swift? She sold out Madison Square Garden. Is she somehow connected to the Nazis as well?
I'm just here to tell you, the moment you mention the Nazis and you're not actually talking about the Nazis, you've lost. 414, Jeff Katz.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.